Happy New Year to everybody. I wish everyone here a Happy New Year. Don't have a sad New Year, and don't cry during the New Year. Then it will be an auspicious New Year. Throughout the year, all things will go as you wish, and you'll accomplish whatever you set out to do. However, once you lose your temper and bring forth thoughts of hatred, of jealousy, and of obstructiveness, then whatever is auspicious will become inauspicious. Therefore, this year you should tone down your temper, and once you do that, there will be no malice in the world. The power of the atomic bomb, as well as the hydrogen bomb, will be reduced, and even the laser cannon will be rendered useless. If everyone could keep his temper, the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, and the laser cannon would lose their effectiveness. But because we have big tempers, anything can set them off. When people's tempers amass together, they become the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, and the laser cannon. This is all because of people's bad tempers. Since you have a bad temper, there is something even more powerful than your temper, and that harms the whole world. If you can keep your temper and be happy and not use menacing looks to oppress other people or play games to harm them, then you won't trigger the atomic bombs, the hydrogen bombs, and the laser cannon. If you want to prevent these atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs, and laser cannons from going off, then don't lose your temper. You need to work on this. Give up doing bad deeds and start practicing good deeds. Losing your temper is a bad deed, and not losing your temper is a good deed. So if you can change from being bad to become good and make a new start, this is what Kang Gao called being a new person. Be a new person. Take new action. Improve and modify everything. If you can't improve and change your behavior, then even if you change the laws, it won't work. If you change the laws, you're just looking for something in the outside world. You have to start the improvement in your own mind and sweep away all bad habits. As great master Sun Xiu said, the body is a Bodhi tree, and the mind a bright mirror stand. Constantly brush it clean, and never let the dust alight. What should you constantly brush clean? We want to brush clean our bad habits, such as our hot temper, our jealousy, and our obstructiveness. Brush away these defilements, clean them out. Then the light of your inherent wisdom will naturally come forth. When your wisdom light comes forth, then you'll know and understand everything. Why don't you know now? It's because your wisdom light hasn't come forth yet. Only after you clean yourself up can your wisdom light manifest. You have to improve yourself and become a new person. And to improve yourself, you don't work on things outside. You have to improve those defiled things inside, your temper, your jealousy, your obstructiveness, and your arrogance. For instance, if you oppress others, or you scheme to harm someone, all these are indecent things. If cultivators, especially those who have left the home life, harbor thoughts of contention, and easily get into arguments about right and wrong, or they speak without rhyme or reason, and they oppress others, these are all untidy things which defile the world inside you. If you're full of these things, you won't have any true wisdom. This is very important. To celebrate the New Year, we have to make a great resolve to definitely change and become good. How do we wipe the slate clean? Do no evil and practice all good. Purify your own mind. That is the teaching of all Buddhas. Purifying your mind means wiping clean the bad habits inside you. If you don't clean them up, then you'll just contend, be greedy, seek, be selfish, pursue personal profits, and tell lies. If you tell lies, you lie in every action and deed in your daily life. For example, if you make a mistake, you don't admit it and you put the blame on someone else. By putting the blame on others, you're telling a lie. And if you're dishonest and you try to benefit yourself, then you're being filthy. If you didn't behave in such a filthy way, then you wouldn't contend, be greedy, seek outside, be selfish, seek personal benefit, or tell lies. And especially if you're a left-home person and you lie, you'll surely fall into the relentless hells, and no one will be able to save you. That's because you cheat yourself and you cheat others, and you bully and cheat all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. You deceive them with your eyes wide open. These are very bad ways to behave. Maybe you don't know how serious this is, but when you fall into the hells, it'll be too late to regret it. A left-home person who has already taken the precepts should never tell lies, blame his own faults on others, and not confess his mistakes. We all have to cultivate honestly and truly. Don't have any greed when you're cultivating. So then, once you've cleaned up your act, your wisdom, your five eyes, and your six penetrations will come forth. But if you don't do this, and you try to get the five eyes and the six penetrations, you won't attain even a single penetration, you won't get any wisdom, and you'll understand nothing at all. You'll just be ignorant, you'll be blind and confused, and nothing you do will make any sense. I spoke the six great principles for those who want to become Buddhas, those who want to become Bodhisattvas, those who want to become sound hearers, or arhats, or gods, or ghosts. So when ordinary people hear these principles, they shouldn't look down on them. They shouldn't say, "Oh, we do business, and it's not possible for us to not contend, not be greedy, not seek. It's not possible for us to not be selfish, not want personal profit, and not tell lies. All you do is crave money all day long, and you buy lottery tickets, hoping to win the first prize. You are simply too far from the way. Because you've put aside the really valuable principles, and you just want to learn the contaminated and worthless things. Money is the dirtiest thing in the world. Money makes people upside down and afflicted, and so they quarrel all the time. Take a look at rich people. Rich people don't know how to spend their money. What do they spend it on? On eating, on drinking, on gambling, on going to whorehouses, on buying stocks. Basically, they live a very dissipated life. They think these things bring happiness, but actually, they're just planting deep causes for falling into the hells and cutting off their path to the heavens. This is very dangerous. If you have money, but you don't know how to use it well, then you're in a very troublesome situation. When you spend money to create offenses, do you think you're getting a bargain? Do you think it's a good thing? You're actually taking a big loss. It exhausts your wisdom light, your dharma body, and your wisdom life. Because you're greedy for pleasure, you're actually ruining your own future. Originally, you should have become a Buddha, or a Bodhisattva, or a sound hearer, or one enlightened by conditions, but you didn't, and now you can't even make it to the heavens. Ordinary people cultivate the 10 good deeds, which are not killing, not stealing, not engaging in sexual misconduct, not being greedy, not having any hatred, not being stupid, not engaging in frivolous speech or false speech, not speaking harshly, and not engaging in double-tongued speech. If you don't violate the 10 good deeds, then you can be born in the heavens, but if all you do is violate them, then you will definitely fall into the hells. This is the second day of the new year, and I've talked about these truthful principles over and over. You must remember them, don't ignore them. These are the most important principles. If you can practice them yourselves and uphold them all your life long, then you'll always enjoy the benefit. What I said is very simple and very obvious, because I don't want to say something that no one can understand. That's why I always speak in very simple language. Now I'm going to read some words by a Taoist cultivator named Qiu Chuji. He said, "With no greed for fame and profit, and no greed for flowers." Flowers means women. He didn't want fame and profit, and he didn't want women. And then he says, "I lie upon rosy clouds, day in and day out." Every day, he cultivated the principles of purity and stillness. Then the verse continues, "When I'm hungry, a monkey offers me peaches." And so if he was hungry, a monkey would send him peaches to eat. When I'm thirsty, a dragon girl sends me lemon tea. So when he was thirsty, the dragon maiden would send him a glass of lemon tea. This life is superior to that of the 3,000 families in Hankou. At that time, between the Song and the Ming dynasties, he said that his life was better than that of the 3,000 families in Hankou. It's better than that of the million families in the capital. He says, I'm better off than those families. Their lives are filled with quarreling and afflictions. They're busy from morning to night, all for the sake of profit. I don't want any of that. I have no desire for fame and profit. I don't want to be a government official. I don't want power or position. So his verse was, With no greed for fame and profit, and no greed for flowers, I lie upon rosy clouds, day in and day out. When I'm hungry, a monkey offers me peaches. When I'm thirsty, a dragon girl sends me lemon tea. This life is superior to that of the 3,000 families in Hankou. It's better than that of the million families in the capital. You see, what he said was penetrating and clear. In cultivation, we shouldn't pursue fame and profit. We shouldn't discriminate between self and others, rights and wrongs, and we shouldn't seek after power. That would be totally wrong. One more thing I want to say, and it's something that you might not want to hear, but I'm going to say it anyway, which is that boys before the age of 16 and girls before the age of 14, if they're taught to cultivate, then they can all obtain the five eyes and the six spiritual powers, and they can all see their original face. They can also open the Buddha's wisdom, demonstrate the Buddha's wisdom, awaken to the Buddha's wisdom, and enter the Buddha's wisdom. But it's a pity that in the world, people are all confused by money, and no one knows how to foster the children so that they can become sages. In China, since over 10 years ago, there have been many kids who have special powers. Actually, these special powers are just the five eyes and the six penetrations talked about in Buddhism. What are the six spiritual penetrations? They are the heavenly eye, the heavenly ear, the knowledge of other people's thoughts, the knowledge of past lives, the ending of outflows. Well, they haven't obtained the ending of outflows. And the last one is the spiritual state. They have obtained five of the six spiritual penetrations. And if they continue to cultivate from there, then they can also get the penetration of ending their outflows. And then when they end their outflows, they have cut off their ignorance, so their Dharma body is revealed. They will be future Buddhas and sages in the present. Actually, everyone can accomplish this, because it's said that all living beings have the Buddha nature and can become Buddhas. But it's a pity because no one understands, so all have the Buddha nature, but no one becomes a Buddha. That's the difference. So no one cultivates. No one spends any effort on cultivation. Everyone just wants to make money all day long and get rich. So they make money until they die. And then what happens? This is a lot of suffering, and it's very upside down. But everyone takes this path. Isn't that strange? Amitabha. Now I want to talk about the celebration for respecting the elderly. Every one of our branch way places can pick a different day to celebrate this and invite all the local elderly to attend it. And the young people can come to help the elders celebrate their birthday. We should all take other people's parents and elders as our own parents and elders, and we should treat other people's children as our own children. We should all follow this principle, which is from the chapter on great unity from the Book of Propriety. And each of these local way places can hold their own celebration of the elderly, so the elderly don't need to travel very far, because it's not easy for elders to move around and to travel. If they go alone, then their children will worry about them. But their children can't go with them because their children have their work, have their job to do. So they have no time to go. So that's why we've decided on this kind of expedient plan, to have a lot of different local celebrations, not have one big celebration. Each branch way place can hold its own celebration, This is in the autumn. Then in the spring, we can all have the celebration for cherishing the youth. And we can invite all the local school children to come so that they can understand something about the Buddha Dharma and also about the principle of respecting our elders and cherishing the youth. We should all do our best to promote this custom, to change the trends in this country, not only in this country, but in all the countries of the world. We want all countries to learn this custom. In this way, elders will have a place to rest, the people in their prime will put their efforts to good use in work, and the young people will be raised properly and taken care of. Then the world will reach an ideal state of great unity. This is our goal. So we should all do everything we can to advocate this trend. Every young person should respect his parents. Our parents have given birth to us and raised us, so we shouldn't just toss them in the trash can and not care about them. Okay, that's all I am going to say.